Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, that is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Troy Brower. The former Blackhawk has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. We're broadcasting live from the Schnucks in Dardenne. This is a spectacular Schnucks. Andy Strickland is here. Charles Tuna Edwards is here. Come up for the last fish fry on Friday, April 19th from 4 to 7 o'clock. They have their famous brats, too. They also have donuts. And we are right next to the Frick's Ham location. Frick's Ham, one of the most famous ham companies in the world, been around since 1896 out of Washington, Missouri. They cook those meats. They slow cook it for 12 hours. Men, great to be with you. What a great time to be a St. Louis sports fan. The Cardinals are hot. The Blues are hot. We got the Masters. This is a great time to be a sports fan.
I feel so nice. I felt nice coming out here today. I get out of my car. People are surrounding me. Look at this handsome man, this devilish of a man. I get to the front door. People are having me taking pictures with their children. I walk a little further. The women want to hug me. Men want to shake my hand. Oh, what a wonderful day to be alive for sports in the St. Louis area. I feel good, man.
Settle down, Al Sharpton.
I feel like the lady from Frick's is here. They're from Iowa and also Wisconsin. Am I right or wrong?
Tina, did you really dance with him?
Tina tried to dance with
she
me.
She probably ran. It looked like she was dancing.
Vicky.
She probably
how
ran. Vic,
how you been doing?
Vicky's the store manager here at Schnucks.
Vicky is.
This is
how
one of the favorite Schnucks in St. Louis.
Can I tell you a true story?
Yeah, let's hear the real story about Chuck.
So we're walking in. Charlie said, hey, just so you know, I'm going to say everyone came up and mobbed me when I walked in. Just play along
they
with
came
it.
Up. Okay? He came walking. Well, he walked like Whistler's son.
It's like, what are you even like?
Look at him.
This guy.
This is Barney Fife.
His ego is getting out of control over here, Mr. Al Sharpton.
So you were in the parking lot, Andy, and you can confirm there weren't a lot of people.
No. Listen. Because I park far away. You know where I park.
The only
people who know who Charlie is.
I parked in Wildwood.
Are the people at the restaurants he hangs out at every single day? Please, it's not because it's radio show.
Please.
It's because he hangs out at these places.
Look at all the ladies I'm attracting right now. Look at that. There's a barrage of ladies.
I will say this. He is the best dressed guy here today because he has his Mizzen and Main shirt.
I'm the best dressed guy in the studio. You never know who you may meet.
You look like you're wearing some sheets in the guest room.
You never know how you look until you get your picture took. That's where I feel.
Are you bringing material?
He does. He's got material.
What is wrong with you?
This is why the Charlie Tuna Show is so successful. We have fun on our show.
That's why they put you on at like midnight.
That's why I like to be on.
Poor Tina. She doesn't know what to think here.
Great sponsors. That's why. Let me name my sponsors, buddy. Let me go down the list of those people.
Name them.
Just got West County BMW yesterday.
Okay.
You got a lot of car dealers in one 2-hour show.
Well, he's been a used car salesman for how long now? You know a lot of people in the car industry.
I wasn't used car. I was consultant. I was a TO guy. A TO guy also is a guy that takes over for the other salesman when they can't close the deal. They bring the smooth talking Charlie Tuna in.
What does TO stand for?
Take over. Take over.
Take over.
Oh. Take
over. So when guys were struggling, they would come in to close.
True statement. Especially when there was a lady. Because most salesmen don't know how to handle a lady. What you do is most salesmen sit across the desk. Bomberito probably does this. This is a tip for Bomberito. Weber does it. They took my advice. Don't sit across the desk after you take over a deal from another guy. Go sit next to the lady. I'm telling you, it works.
I imagine that means a lot to that lady. To have
Charlie
sit back next to him.
Oh, my God. They're fascinated with me.
Could you imagine being that lady?
Yeah, we'll sign.
Mother of two from Baldwin.
Oh, my
God.
We'll
sign.
Now, how many women come to buy a car by themselves anyway?
Nowadays, a lot of women do. In the old days, the old line was, a guy would tell you, I got to do this. I said, well, are you the man in the house? You can't do that anymore. Women control everything.
Wouldn't you like to see Charlie's file in the HR department?
No.
Mean, could you imagine reading through that? I mean, unbelievable.
No. This was.
Are you done?
I was always.
Are you done?
The U word was always in front of me. Unique.
Jeez. I mean,
if unique is what
this
you
guy's
seek,
trying
seek
to bring
Charlie.
Material today. And no, he's not even telling the
truth.
This,
I use this all the time on my show, man. We always happy-go-lucky. We upbeat at night from 7 to 9, Monday through Thursday night to Charlie Tony
from like
show.
Midnight to 2? Is
no,
that what
it is? No, that's that other guy. What's his name?
Okay, I didn't know.
I don't know who's on.
All right.
All right, let's
sleep.
Let's get to a little baseball, and we do a lot of hockey here today. Let's begin with the Cardinals, Andy.
Begin with the Cardinals?
Five.
Now, you cannot be serious.
Why are we going to start out with
I
them?
I mean, can you imagine
the hottest ticket in town of the Blues. What's
it's
wrong?
It's April, well, and we're
no
starting
question.
With the Cardinals.
Frank
well,
I mean,
they played last night.
I went to the game yesterday.
You actually went to a baseball game?
Oh, I sat in the green seats. It's the green seats.
Wait
are
a minute. You sat in the green seats.
I got photographic proof.
I got
me a
I got a
from the seats.
Too.
The green seats yes.
who,
are the greatest.
Who provided the green
you?
Seats?
I
yeah.
know you don't have them.
I don't want to say. But you know what? The green seats are maybe the greatest invention of, and it's made Cardinal games.
Yeah, but you don't eat. So
most
how do you?
Yeah. Oh, I ate all day.
You in the bird nest.
You did?
Oh, yeah. They got
what'd you eat?
And the buffet and the Cardinal.
No, no, no. What did you eat?
The buffet and the Cardinal Club was great. I had some, they got a bunch of stuff. No,
what'd you have,
hot,
actually? Can you answer the question?
I haven't had a hot dog over 20 question. Years, man. You know that.
Right.
I eat clean, okay? We put clean food in my body.
That's
hot dogs are good,
white.
Though. You go to the ballpark, though, you should have a hot dog. Nothing wrong
you
with that.
You actually had a hot dog yesterday?
No, I didn't yesterday.
Oh, I figured that.
Of course.
Can you ask a question? This
but
is not
the Cardinal
the
Club is a phenomenal spot.
It is
the Cardinals have done a great job with it.
All right, what were your impressions of the game? What's your takeaway from the game or the series?
Charlie, what's your takeaway on the standing ovation that David Freese has been getting every single day? You're okay with
well, cause
that,
Well, because they
right?
figure, there's nothing wrong. I don't mind because he says this could be his final game.
Yeah,
I've been
especially
a David
yesterday.
Freese fan, not because of the home run he hit, yeah. but I don't nothing wrong with that.
He's an emo's guy. I thought it was great. You know, there's something about this guy that he can just like.
He's one of us.
Well, not just that, but. It could be his last game ever playing at Busch, and he hits a home run. Like he's just got
that's
some,
unbelievable. Yeah.
He's got something about him that he's able to, you know, shine when the, you know, when in his biggest moments. Obviously, it's not the World Series and whatever, but for him, that's a big moment when you consider he's from here. It could be his last game, and he goes up there and hits a home run. You got to love that. He is a likable guy. Now, I don't understand why they gave Garcia. I didn't even know who the hell he was. I mean, they
yeah,
gave this
well,
guy a standing ovation.
Well, they'll
I
probably never, get you and I one if we go down there and do
so.
Something. If we
they'd
serve
like,
people.
You just tell the person sitting next to you, oh, you know Andy Strickland. He played for the Cardinals for 3 years.
Standing ovation. Hey,
Charlie
I love him.
You don't remember Charlie Tilly? He played in the 80s. Let's give him a
standing
ovation.
He was a touch football all pro. Hey, give
I
it
mean,
to him.
Some of it's too much. David Freese, I can understand a little bit. Garcia, I didn't know who the hell he was. He batted 247 here, so that'll get you a standing ovation.
I asked him after the game, why would you think this could be it with the way you're swinging the bat?
Mm-hmm. But how old is he, 34?
Brian, is he 35?
He looks older than me.
34, 35. And he's swinging a bat. You'd think he'd be kind of a lethal.
He turns 36 at the end of the month.
Wow.
Wow.
How much money has he made?
He got a $10 million contract with the last time with the Pirates. Let's say 35.
You think great guess. $34.8 million in his career. Great guess.
I would not have said he made that much.
Oh, now how about this question for both of you? Obviously, his stats don't measure up to these Cardinals Hall of Famers. But because he's the greatest World Series performer in Cardinal history, would you,
hold on,
in 5 years,
you really believe that?
Well, he had the greatest World Series in history.
No, but is he the greatest World
well,
Series performer
I mean,
in
Gip,
Cardinal
you
history?
What about
Gibson with pitching-wise?
Right.
But nobody's ever had a World Series like him. They had the greatest single World Series ever. In fact, it's not just Cardinal. Mm-hmm. If you look at total bases and slugging and OPS, that World Series is the best ever. So, do you think...
I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I'm just curious. I mean,
do you think
that... Look that up.
Do you think he will get a red jacket?
I mean, come on now. Yes, he will get one. I don't think it's even a question. It's not about whether he should or he shouldn't, but come on.
I mean, let's
wait
face
minute,
it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
those
whoa,
guys
whoa,
that get
whoa,
red
whoa,
jackets.
Wait a minute, wait, whoa, whoa.
Give him the red
you
jackets.
Got too many people that have to wait too long for red jackets like Langford
you know
and people like
one.
That.
You know he'll get one.
He'll get one, but yeah, don't be jumping on giving him a jacket.
They probably so gave you one yesterday.
Yeah, we got one too.
I saw David Freese leaving to get on the bus wearing a red jacket,
red jacket.
Yesterday.
One side was blue, one was red.
No, he got one yesterday. It was just red. and he's already been given his you know, he's working on his acceptance speech right now to go into the Cardinal Hall of Fame. So of course he's going to go in.
Almost everybody that's gone in, though, are like either Cooperstown Hall of Famers or near Cooperstown Hall of Famers.
Wait a minute.
And he's not even close. Yeah.
Well, Ray Langford's not close. Willie McGee wasn't close. Jim Edmonds is not going, which I think he's a tremendous player.
Yeah, but you could make a case for Edmonds at least being strongly considered.
Well, he's going to be on the ballot.
But Freeze's time here was not long, and the career stats don't measure up.
But
I think because of that moment.
But let me say that this is the – let's not look at this like he's going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. There's different criteria for the Baseball Hall of Fame versus the Cardinal Hall of Fame. Did he have magical moments as a Cardinal? It's not about your career. It shouldn't be just about your career numbers as a Cardinal unless you're talking about a situation where he has, you know, World Series heroics. From that standpoint, I mean, why wouldn't you put him
in? Who votes on the Cardinal Hall of Fame? Do the fans get a chance to vote?
We put the ballot together, the Red Ribbon Committee.
There's
like 10 of us.
Red Ribbon Committee?
Who is that? I like
Whitey Herzog, Tony La Russa, Rick Hummel, Martin, myself, Randy Carricker. They asked.
How'd they pick the media? Who picked the media? How come we don't know about it?
Well, I know you spend so much time at the ballpark, and you went to a game. You should both be on it.
You picked three white guys. That's not one black man on that committee.
First of all, Charlie and I should definitely be on the committee. Why is Martin on the committee?
I have no idea.
I mean, should Martin be on the committee?
He has some dress.
Is Charlie Marlowe on the committee, too?
No. Martin has been in the market for a long time.
Well, we have, too.
He attends games. He goes to spring training.
Oh my God, he works extremely hard at his craft.
He eats ham too.
Well, wait a minute. Do you think you should be voting because you were sat in the green seats yesterday?
Absolutely, I should be on the committee.
How come no brothers on the committee?
And if we're talking about the players that are going in,
I'm trying to think. Hold on, now.
No brothers on the committee.
Maurice
not on.
Is he on the committee?
Is Ozzie Smith not there?
Who's on the committee?
Ozzie Smith's in the
I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about the media.
Is Mike Claiborne on the committee?
Probably not. He's a brother.
So now the
committee. We need a brother now.
Now
we
discovered the committee is.
Yeah, but
now you opened up a can of worms now. You shouldn't have done that.
I guess I did. That committee, by the way, did vote Vince Coleman and Ray Langford in last year. I don't think there's any prejudice.
Hold on. I didn't say it was prejudice. It's just the face of the committee.
Yeah, in fact, it was that media who actually steamrolled Ray Langford in because one of the people on that committee didn't want him in, okay?
I can imagine who that was.
I'm going to put Brian Stahl on the committee next.
Right,
he's going to be on
there,
the
man.
Committee.
You need a brother. Not a token brother, but a real brother. A real Nick.
So if you're light-skinned, that doesn't count, correct?
No, you can do that. Just so you're RN, a real Negro, okay?
Oh, man.
That's like a nurse.
That's a registered nurse. Okay.
All right, so, Charlie, what was your takeaway from the sweep?
See him swing that pendulum.
Do you want me to stay on this stupid topic any longer?
No, you should have never got on this topic.
I just brought up David Freeze.
We are moving on to the next topic. David Freeze is a Hall of Famer in the Cardinal organization. He should
trouble.
Be in it. He should be
frozen
on it.
Foods.
All right, go
what's
ahead.
Your next topic?
Your takeaway from the series. I don't know if you watch the games. I know you want to be on the committee, but they just won 5 in a row. Give me one takeaway so we can consider you to be on the committee now.
They beat the Dodgers 3 games in a row. Very
four.
Impressive.
Four. It was actually
very
four.
Impressive. Very impressive 11-7 win yesterday. Ozuna starting to hit again. Yadier starting to come up better. I'm a little worried about Colton Wong. He was hot last week.
Yeah.
He sizzled down a little.
That's
even
okay.
Dexter Fowler. I think the team, it's just too soon to say. I'm happy for the team. It's just too soon. John Gant is the guy I'm most impressed with on the entire team.
There's a good observation. Gant and Brebbia.
I do not get worried about numbers this early in the season. Typically, it'll even out. There's so many games to be played, and they're finding ways to win. These wins are important. You know that. Especially when you got off to a little bit of a slow start. Now to be able to find your game. I think there's a lot of positives. I mean, yesterday, first off, I find when you go to the game, it's almost impossible to watch the game. I mean, I'm sitting there having a conversation. All of a sudden, the game was over. I had no idea the game was over.
And that's a baseball game.
I mean, you don't even, like, pay attention when you're there.
Why wouldn't you pay attention
because
when you're there?
Because it's hard. You're just having conversation. You're talking to people and whatever.
Did people know who you were when you were there?
But hold on.
And so, you want to be on the committee, huh?
Well, I should be on the committee. Well, first off, everyone that's going into the Cardinal Hall of Fame, I watch very closely from the 80s and the 90s and, you know, obviously some of these
that's
other
when
guys.
Andy Griffith show was at his
I used
peak.
To get dropped off to games when I was a kid. This is back in the day when bleacher seats were $2.
$2.
And I used to get dropped off and then I'd get picked up when the game was over.
Have you ever sat in the bleacher seats at the old ballpark?
The old one, yeah.
The old one, all the time.
Yeah.
Were you young? Were you young? Too young?
No, I remember that.
At Bush Stadium on Grand.
It was a bench. Wasn't it like a metal bench?
Right. Those were fun times.
Yeah. We basically learned that Charlie does not talk baseball on his overnight show that he does. He does not talk baseball on there at all.
We talked last night quite a bit. What are you talking about?
You didn't even know they just swept a four-game series.
We talked about that's the first thing I said when I came on. We talked about baseball, the Blues, and also the NBA. We talked
Let me say this, though, about the Cardinals.
We got
yesterday.
A lot to talk about there.
I thought it just almost felt like they were going to get blown out because they kept giving up so many home runs, and Waka obviously didn't pitch very well.
And they had a getaway lineup, kind of an interesting lineup, and it paid off.
And they took advantage of some defensive mistakes there for Los Angeles. So,
are you concerned about Waka?
Yeah.
Remember, he was a can't miss.
And he had a good first outing, but now he's had two horrendous outings in a row. The 8 walk, and then yesterday was terrible.
Is it all health related? What happened to him? He was like supposed to be the second coming of Adam Wainwright, really.
Well, he was going to the All-Star game last year when he got hurt. Mm. So I don't know. They do have options, though. If that doesn't work out, there's Gant. You know, they could move into that slot. One of these days, Carlos Martinez is going to be healthy. And one of these days, Alex Reyes is going to find it. So there's options.
No, we won't
Jose
see
Martinez
Alex.
Is my guy, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, he's the greatest.
That is my guy, along with Yachty and Paul DeJong.
We won't see Alex Reyes till the middle of the season, I'm sure.
That's according to the commission. It's going to be a long time.
Yep.
Now, what do you think about – I do love – everybody loves Jose.
Jose.
Now, do you think that he eventually is going to end up getting more playing time in right field than Dexter Fowler?
Well, both are defensive liabilities, but the way Martinez, the way he hits, I would play him anyway.
He's not Lonnie Smith.
He's not Ozuna. But he can hit.
He's not Ozuna in left field.
Oh my God.
That was among
that
the
was
most
tough. But he's hitting so well.
That's all that matters.
You got to play him.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. But Martinez can rake too. He can hit.
Oh, my goodness.
And so
pitching can offset bad defense.
It's not about whether or not – it's not about the defense, whether he's going to play more than Dexter Fowler. Can he continue to be productive at the plate? And I think he can.
If you had to lay down a dollar bet right now, would you bet there in the postseason?
A dollar bet?
Yep.
Oh, I'd do a dollar bet.
I'd do
sure.
a dollar, but not $2.
No, I mean, bet that they're going to be in the postseason. I think this team, we all know that.
Well,
I mean, look at the way everyone was excited coming into the season, looking at the roster. So the expectations were for this team to find their way into the playoffs, and that shouldn't change right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the Cubs. Man, the Cubs are playing horrendous, terrible baseball. It's not just the pitching's bad. Their defense is bad. Their hitting is bad.
Who,
man,
the Cubs are,
they're something else. I don't know if they can come out of that hole. They probably will, but it's going to be tough.
It's a bad sign when Jason Hayward is your best offensive player,
yes,
which he is right now. All right, let's take a short time out. When we come back, the main event in St. Louis, the Blues in Game 2. We're broadcasting live from Schnucks in Dardenne. But before we go to break, quick word about Lakeside Roofing's reputation as one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive pricing. Lakeside Roofing features the finest quality roofing materials, and they provide expert installation. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. Our opening segment is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. Go to Gateway MSP for more information. They'll have the Bomberito 500, the NHRA, and the NASCAR trucks. Gateway, a big summer in store in St. Louis. We'll be right back.